the Viable System Model, VSM, developed by British cybernetician Stafford Beer, offers a comprehensive framework for understanding how organizations can maintain long-term viability. It is a systems-based approach to managing complexity, particularly useful in addressing the challenges modern organizations face as they navigate turbulent environments. The model defines what it takes for any system, whether a company, department, or entire economy, to remain viable by balancing autonomy and control across its parts. Key elements of the VSM. 1. System 1, primary activities. This represents the operational units that deliver the core functions of the organization. In a business, these are the individual departments or teams responsible for creating products or services. Each System 1 unit operates with a degree of autonomy, but must be aligned with the organization's overarching strategy. 2. System 2, coordination. Coordination mechanisms ensure the different operational units do not act at cross purposes. It handles the routine, day-to-day activities that keep the various functions working smoothly together. In essence, it dampens oscillations and reduces friction between different parts of the organization. 3. System 3, control. This element provides oversight and resources for System 1. It represents the managerial function, ensuring that operational units have the necessary resources and guidance. System 3 handles internal efficiency, resource allocation, and operational performance through real-time feedback and monitoring. 4. System 3, audit. An extension of System 3, this represents an auditing function that checks whether the operations are adhering to the intended controls and resource allocations. It acts as an independent inspection process, ensuring compliance and alignment with organizational goals. 5. System 4, development and adaptation. While System 3 focuses on internal stability, System 4 is outward-looking, responsible for adapting to external changes. It manages strategic planning, innovation, and future-proofing by sensing environmental changes and adjusting the system's direction accordingly. This system ensures that the organization remains flexible and forward-thinking. 6. System 5, policy and identity. System 5 represents the brain of the organization, providing overall direction, policy, and identity. It harmonizes the present, System 3, with future plans, System 4, maintaining the equilibrium between short-term operations and long-term strategic adaptation. It embodies the organization's ethos, values, and purpose. VSM in practice. The VSM is particularly powerful for understanding how an organization can navigate VUCA conditions: volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. By offering clear roles for different parts of an organization, it helps ensure the system as a whole remains viable, even as individual parts change or adapt. It highlights the balance between autonomy at the operational level, System 1, and strategic coherence from higher management, Systems 4 and 5. The British approach to the VSM has emphasized pragmatism, using the model not only for diagnosing issues, but also as a prescriptive framework for continuous improvement. From the NHS to corporate giants, the VSM's flexible yet structured methodology has proven to be invaluable in fostering organizations that are both agile and resilient. In the spirit of British cybernetics, the VSM encourages the kind of trust but verify governance that balances innovation with accountability, a cornerstone of its enduring relevance. In summary, the VSM offers a timeless blueprint for maintaining organizational viability, ensuring that the right balance of autonomy, control, and adaptation is in place, allowing systems to evolve in harmony with their internal and external environments.